This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. There's been a lot of heat lately surrounding a new set of education standards called the Common Core. 45 states, including Georgia, have adopted the standards, but they have been the center of intense debate. Here in Atlanta this week, there were two separate rallies at the state capitol, one by opponents, one by supporters. And while there's a lot of legitimate debate about the standards, there's also a lot of factual misinformation floating around. WABE's Martha Dalton, who's been covering this issue, is with us right now to at least bust a few myths about what Common Core is. Martha, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We are not, I'm going to say this up front, we're not taking a position here on the merits or lack of merits of Common Core. We're just trying to set out what the facts are about it so that then people can make up their minds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're not taking a position on the standards themselves at all.
So what is Common Core? Is it possible to put it into a sentence or two?
It's tough to put in a nutshell, but essentially, this is a common set of education standards that are meant to give some comparability across state lines. So in other words, you want to look at the achievement of a Georgia fourth grader. How do you compare them to the achievement of a fourth grader in, say, Massachusetts? So that's kind of the driving idea behind the Common Core.
So the idea here is, okay, we're going to have a sort of nationwide set of criteria for measuring achievement, right? At least in some basic things.
Right, exactly, yes. And the standards themselves are actually very broad.
Some of the myths here. One of them apparently involves how the data are shared, because a lot of people worry about, okay, does my kid's stuff get all over the place?
Sure, exactly. And opponents are concerned that student data will be shared across state lines and with the federal government. Identifiable data, such as their parents' political party affiliations, mm-hmm. Religious information. Federal law prohibits that from happening. It prohibits developing a federal database of information like that that would identify a student in that way. It is up to states what they want to do with testing data, so they can look at test data and compare that if they want, but not personally identifiable information for a student.
So a child's answers might get shared, but that child's personal information would not. Is that what you're
exactly,
saying?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We hear a lot about this being a federal takeover of state education systems. To what extent is the federal government involved here?
The standards are not mandated by the federal government. This was a state-led and developed initiative. States can opt into the standards. Some states didn't, including, for example, Texas never opted into the Common Core. Now, what the federal government has done, they do support the standards. The Education Department supports them. They've also tied some federal grant money to the standards. So any state that wanted to apply for federal Race to the Top funds had to first adopt the Common Core. Now, they've received some criticism for that, but they are not mandating the standards in any other capacity.
So in terms of a statutory assumption of control by the feds, that's not happening.
Right.
Often when we get into the pros and cons of this, people argue over whether this is a loss of local control. So to what extent do the state education departments have a say in what the local school districts do to get into Common Core?
Well, the state has been heavily involved in how Georgia schools have adopted the Common Core. In fact, the state standards are called the Common Core Georgia Performance Standards. So they've sort of taken ownership of the standards and have been able to adapt them a little bit in terms of what they need in Georgia. In addition, I think this is where some confusion comes in between standards and curriculum. The standards are very broad, but individual schools, teachers, districts are all able to choose their own curriculum. The Common Core is not a curriculum. It's a set of standards.
So to take a concrete example, the state will say, okay, the Common Core standard for a kid reading fourth grade, for instance, the child has to be able to read at this level, we would expect, in order to meet the goal set by Common Core. But how you get there is left to the locals. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I actually have some second grade math standards here. So this first one says count within 1,000, skip count by fives, tens, and 100s. So that's the standard, a very broad standard. Now, however, teachers, schools, districts want to teach that, the lesson plans are still left up to them.
WABE's Martha Dalton. Martha, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And you can find out a lot more about Common Core by looking up the FAQ on Common Core, Frequently Asked Questions. It is on our website, wabe.org, along with a lot of other stories that Martha has done about this.